Diana Curtin is here. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Community Matters. Hello, Diana.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to see you. For those who have been living under some sort of a rock, can you explain what Community Matters is all about?
Oh, sure. I would love to. So we are based in Santa Rosa, although we serve almost 2,000 schools across the United States. Across the nation,
yeah.
And in five other countries. And
wow.
So that's pretty impressive. And we've been around for about 22 years. Our mission is to equip and empower students and adults to create schools that are safe, welcoming, and inclusive.
Imagine no bullying in schools. Wouldn't that be something? Yeah. Well, it is becoming something, thanks in no small part to the efforts of the folks at Community Matters. Explain what you do in the schools to help create a safer environment for kids.
Certainly. I would love to do that. I also just want to mention about Community Matters that we are nationally known as a leader and influencer in school climate improvement, school safety efforts, and bullying and violence prevention. So we are a national thought leader. Our flagship program, the Safe School Ambassadors program, is amazing. It's an evidence-based program, so we know it's a formula that works. So I'm going to just chat a little bit about our flagship, the Safe School Ambassadors program.
Please do, because I am a big fan of this program.
Great. And so the Safe School Ambassadors program is a social influence model. It's student-led and student-centered. So what it does is empower socially influential students to set social norms on campus that are positive, that are inclusive, and that they are really built on kindness and connectivity. So the selection process for the Safe School Ambassadors, the students that become ambassadors, is critical. It really targets and selects students that have social influence on campus. And it's not just...
These are the cool kids.
Yeah. And it's not just the leadership kids. We say kids that have leadership, but every social group has leaders.
Oh, yeah.
And so this program invites them to come into the Safe School Ambassadors program and kicks it off with a 2-day comprehensive, robust training. So you have kids that normally don't really connect and communicate because we know that schools have social groups and cliques.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, and nothing's changed, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then what happens is they start connecting with each other. They start finding out what they have in common. They start identifying what the mistreatments on their campus are. And this includes physical mistreatments and internet, cyberbullying.
But this is not the kind of case, Diana, where you're encouraging these trained students to go and break up a physical fight, for example. We're not putting them in the middle of a dangerous circumstance like that. It's much more subtle, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's a really good point. Eventually, when it becomes socially acceptable and socially encouraged, many students will stop. I mean, they'll say, hey, that's not cool. We just don't do that here.
Yeah.
But it takes time to get to that. In the beginning, they learn very safe, subtle ways to intervene. And one might be just as simple as seeing someone who's alone, inviting them to join the group. Or going up to someone and saying, hey, I noticed that happened to you. That's not cool. And it's amazing what happens when you have another student coming up to you after something's happened to help you feel included and safe.
A way different reaction than a lot of kids will have to an adult trying to say the same thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
that's
the critical piece of this program, is that it's built around student empowerment, because we know the students are the ones who are first on the scene. They see things, they hear things, and they know things that adults don't.
That's right.
And they intervene in ways that adults can't. Because we know adults want, you know, teachers, parents, all of us want kids to be safe. And we teach, be responsible, be nice to your friends, do all those
things. All the stuff we can do.
Yeah. And then they get onto campus, and if it's not socially happening that way, then they tend to follow the flow.
And one of the things that, you know, I've been lucky enough to be exposed to Community Matters for a number of months now, and one of the things that is evident to me is that not only are the students who are being bullied, that is, positively affected by the school ambassador program, but so are the ambassadors themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Remarkable.
Hands down, you know, when we ask the question, if you had the opportunity, to any young person, if you had the opportunity to help someone that you care about, a young person that you care about, if you had the skills, and if you had the opportunity, would you want to do that?
Yeah.
100% of young people say yes. So then they are able to gain the skills and the courage and the confidence and the adult support that's needed. And what happens is they start acting this way, and over time it becomes the social norm.
Yeah.
And what we know is they feel better about feeling important and empowered and doing something to improve conditions in their school than they feel about either bystanding or being part of the negativity.
And that's what changes the culture.
That's what changes the culture over time. Exactly.
It's an amazing program, and part of Community Matters efforts to make schools safer. And this new study about cyberbullying being on the increase. Pretty disturbing, Diana.
It is disturbing. And unfortunately, it's not surprising, though, because we have basically our second generation of young people growing up online. And we know that they're getting connected to the internet earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
We see first and second graders with cell phones now.
Oh, I know. And I see toddlers with cell phones.
Yeah, and handed these computer devices early on. So they're learning to connect very early. And, you know, the statistic that shows middle school girls is really, you know, I think 2 years ago, it's up from 16% 2 years ago, saying that, you know, the middle school girls felt
bullied. Yeah.
Up to 21% now.
Okay, that's scary.
That's a large increase in 2 years. And what I'm talking about around student empowerment on campus is not just physically while they're on campus. It has to do with any kind of mistreatment and bullying. So one of the things that we strongly encourage is early on parenting really being involved. The parents understanding what sites their children are on, having a pattern early on of being open and honest about what sites you're visiting.
Yeah.
Not as much in the early days micromanaging that and really, you know, parent controls and all that. But eventually you don't have that control anymore.
That's correct.
Because they're smarter and faster than we are.
Yes.
So, but if you create that relationship of openness early on, then it leads into the teen years. And then also when they get, so that's the parenting end of it, the open relationship, being transparent so that they feel free to share. And then having a school culture that really,
really supports that.
Yeah. Meanness is not accepted.
Yeah.
And students understand and know and feel empowered how to stand up for each other.
And October, a lot is happening in October. And it is a significant month for your efforts and efforts like yours.
It is. It's National Bullying Prevention and Awareness Month. And so we are very excited. This October 3rd, we are having an event at La Rosa to kick off the month, and it is our Upstander Revolution event. And we call it the Upstander Revolution event because we need a revolution here. We have hit critical mass, and it's unacceptable what
is
happening.
That's how culture gets changed.
It is how culture gets changed.
Yeah.
So this is an event. It's a fundraising event. It's also an awareness event. Tickets are $35, so it's pretty easy to be able to purchase a ticket and come on down and join us. And
October 3rd. At La Rosa.
From 5 to 7, and we'll have some of our ambassadors there to talk.
You should talk to these kids that night. Let me just tell you, because once you've talked to those kids who have been through this program and who are the ambassadors, you will want to climb on board this effort.
You will.
It's very, very profoundly touching.
And one thing we're very excited about is that all proceeds from the event will go to support Roseland Creek Elementary School. It's a high need school in our local area, 98% low income families, and it's critically important that the lower income schools really receive these kinds of services so that all kids feel included and safe and welcomed when they get to school.
And that's the idea. In fact, I often ask Diana, can't you put together a program for adults to learn how to stop bullying each other? Because maybe the kids can teach us.
But
here's
a good thing to think about. Once an ambassador, always an ambassador. You know, these are critical life skills they learn. And it's not that if the program isn't at the school anymore or they graduate, it's not that it goes away for them. They take that on into college and into their workplace and into our communities
into
and
adulthood.
Our world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that does change not just the culture but the world in some ways.
It
I want to to talk about too, Diana, if a parent is listening and would like Community Matters in the school ambassadorship program in their schools, if you know, school educators are listening and saying, we need something like that at our schools, how to get there from here?
That's a great question, and thank you for asking. One thing is to go to our website that we actually are launching, a brand new website that will be available in 2 days.
Two days.
So I say, Don't go today, but go in a few days, and it is community-matters.org.
Yeah, we'll remind you of that on Monday, too.
Yeah, we have lots of information on there on how to get involved and whatnot. If you're a parent and you're more interested, I would encourage you to call Community Matters, or if you're comfortable and know enough about it, go to your administrator at your school.
Yeah, say we want this program in our school.
Yeah, our phone number is 823-6159.
823-6159. That's Community Matters. And you will find in October that KSRO and all of our sister stations will be heavily involved in this effort with Community Matters to lower, limit, get rid of bullying in the schools. So we're very excited to be a part of that.
As are we. And we just are so thrilled. Thank you so much for that partnership.
Oh, listen, it's that kind of partnership that changes our community for the better.
Changes the world.
Changes the world. Exactly. We start here and then it just bleeds out everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Community Matters is the name of the organization. Diana Curtin is the Chief Executive Officer. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Pat.
And we'll remind people on Monday about your brand new website, and they'll be able to visit it then. And as we approach October, we'll be talking more about this and some very specific ways that each of us can take a part in reducing or eliminating bullying. Thanks for being here, Diana.
Fantastic.
We'll see you soon.